Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, August 13th, 2026. This morning, we're checking in with two of the multi-talented team that will be presenting Between a Laugh and a Hard Place in Blue Hill this weekend.
Hi, I'm Judith Sloan.
I'm Najla Saeed.
And we are both performing up here in Blue Hill, August 15th, in an event that is kind of like a vaudeville show, except it's not all funny. It's Between a Laugh and a Hard Place, which is where we're all at right now, I think, in this country and in this state. And I am an actress and a writer and a radio producer and sometimes comedian.
And I am an actor and a writer as well.
And sometimes very funny.
So I used to be a comedian, you know.
I do know that. And we are going to be joined by Warren Lehrer, Jonathan Lethem, and Andy Tierstein. And Andy is a musician, and he's going to be playing music in between all of our short pieces and also at the beginning and end. So that's why I say it's like a political vaudeville show. So, you know, in the way that people used to move in out of different kinds of performances and acts. And I've been up here for 40 years performing and doing work and came up kind of by accident to visit a friend and then actually was on WERU really early on. And my memory was that there was no floor. There was just planks of wood that I had to walk on to get to the microphone. And it was back when it was in the hen house. So I've been a long time ERU supporter and also collaborator on several things. So we wanted to do this benefit and also for us as performers to be able to work on our material because we also are in the middle of developing things. And Najla Saeed is the daughter of Edward Saeed, who some listeners know about. And she and I have been working on a project called Imperfect Allies, Children of Opposite Sides, ever since, I would say, a couple of months after October 7th, 2023, to develop a performance. And it's been quite complicated. And so finding the humor, the pathos is very easy to find. The horror is easy to find. And finding a balance has been something that we've been working on for me as a Jewish American who lives in New York.
And I'm a Palestinian Lebanese American who also lives in New York. So it's been a very interesting experience mining these issues and also trying to find the humor and the points of connection between us at a very difficult time where people are not comfortable talking about these things for the most part without yelling at each other.
But we were talking earlier about how things have shifted in the last 2 years, that more and more people are open to and supportive of Palestinian rights, don't
you
think?
Yes, absolutely. And more people are willing to engage with the complexities of the subject matter.
It's Saturday, August 15th at 7 p.m. in Blue Hill at Emlyn Hall at the Bay School. And people can go to weru.org or earsay.org and follow the links to get tickets. We encourage people to get advance tickets. And a generous donor gave us some money so that financially stressed people can come and they can find that on the website to get cheaper tickets.
As Judith said, you can find more information about Between a Laugh and a Hard Place, a benefit for WERU and Earsay, at weru.org. It's right there on the front page, where you'll also find a link to a longer interview with the cast. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.